Morning Motivation is brought to you by The Great Discovery. The Great Discovery is an exciting new e-learning and e-earning platform allowing experts to connect with audiences around the world in over 20 languages. Link in the show notes for details. As we come into this new year, I want to ask you, what are you getting rid of in 2022? Often we think about things we're going to add. I'm going to add trips to the gym. I'm going to add a diet. I'm going to add more sales calls. I'm going to add more training. Add. Well, unless you're going to add more hours to your week, this is a recipe for failure and possibly disaster. What are you going to get rid of? What are you going to cut? What did not bring joy and success in the previous year that you can eliminate? Maybe it's too many meetings with people that you don't need to meet with. Maybe it's too much driving time, things that could be replaced with Zoom calls. Maybe it's an entire line of your business or your life. Maybe it's a project. Maybe it's a hobby that was supposed to be fun but is now just stressing you out and you could get rid of it. Maybe it's people. Maybe there's people in your life who maybe you don't need to spend as much time with as you used to, or maybe not at all. There's this concept called addition by subtraction, making your life better by getting rid of things. I have become very comfortable with unfollowing and unfriending people on Facebook. It's not cutting them out of my life, but many of these people I'm not actually friends with. They just sort of accreted onto my Facebook page. And when they're putting things on there that do not spark joy, as Marie Kondo would say, I drop them. I don't need them to be there. I don't have an obligation to stay in contact with people who stress me out or belligerent or starting arguments or who are disagreeing for the sake of disagreeing. I don't have obligations to volunteer to organizations that I'm not getting value from and that I'm not getting satisfaction from. I have quit many organizations over the past year. I have shed many quote-unquote friends online. I have very much curated who I spend my time with and where I spend my energy, and it's still not enough. I know I still don't have enough time or energy for everything I want to do. And so everything I look at on my calendar now is this moving me towards my goals, or is this just something that's here? And can I pare it down? So what are you going to remove in the coming year that will make space for the things that really mean something and really make a difference? So I know I said just think about removing things, but I would like to take a look at adding one thing, which is my Inner Circle program and some of the other things we have going on, because they can be very valuable for focusing you in on what you need. Go to guywhoknowsaguy.com/links to see information on the Inner Circle and some of the other things I've got going on. guywhoknowsaguy.com/links. I am really excited about The Great Discovery. If you haven't heard about it yet, The Great Discovery is a new kind of e-learning platform. What sets it apart is an affiliate system where every teacher and every learner is incentivized to promote any content. Add to that an AI-driven marketing funnel creation system, a robust community, and AI technology that will translate your voice in over 20 languages with a push of a button. Seriously, you should see the video of me speaking German. For more information, visit morningmotivation.fun/TGD or hit the link in the show notes.